Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. So
good
glad
evening,
to be on the call today. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing good. But I mean, really great. So how are you doing today?
Man, I'm humble, man. And, you know, we get on this call every week with the exception of last week, and you see different numbers popping up, different people calling in to get the information and to check in, man. And so I'm just grateful that what we're doing is making an impact.
Donald, I'm so happy and glad, and I thank God that we got so many people that are in need of this information and that we have the information to give to them that they can improve their health and have optimum health, as well as wealth also, if a person is interested. So for all of the listeners that's on the phone, I and Donald Snowden and many others like Marianne Cashman and all of the people who have joined Dr. Wallach's army. And I said Dr. Wallach, and that's who our program is headed by. Dr. Joel Wallach, who has come up with all sorts of information about your health, about how to have optimum health, and what is required to have that health, far as I'm sure many of you have heard about gluten foods, G-L-U-T-E-N. Those foods that that possess the gluten is one of the main sources of our problem. We have many people that have testimonies that have gotten off of gluten foods and have reaped the benefit of optimum health. And I'm one of those gentlemen, as well, who is John Bryan from Annapolis, Maryland. I joined Youngevity in July of 2013. And I, as of today, take no medication whatsoever. I've gotten rid of high blood pressure. I've gotten rid of arthritis and back issues that I was having. Energy has increased tremendously. And thank God, as of July 25th, I will celebrate my 78th birthday. And we have those in the program, Marianne, that celebrated her 81st birthday. She has no health issues at all and had gotten into the program, and we are passing this information on because Dr. Wallach has created an army of people that are spreading this word as God would have us do, to spread the truth to the people that we take the challenge and get rid of the doctors who are bringing us nothing but side effects from medication. And I'm sure many of you, when you look at the TV and you see those medications being publicized over the radio, the television, and so forth, and they tell you all of the problems that you're going to incur as a result of chemical drugs and statin drugs. So we encourage all of you to get as many people as you can to get on this call, which we're going to be doing every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, that they can learn about the drugs and the foods that are causing health issues for them. And Donald has been working with Dr. Wallach, has a wealth of information for you tonight and about problems that we are having as a result of not putting in the 90 essential nutrients formula on a daily basis. That is your minerals, your vitamins, your amino acids, and your essential fatty acids, which are required for proper health. Now, many of you on the line might say, well, what is he talking about? Well, that's all going to be explained to you, as well as you can ask questions. You can ask questions about your own health issues. And I have I had a pastor on the line last week, and I think he's probably going to be on tonight. He has a Bible class, and he should be on within the next 10 or 15 minutes, Pastor Rodney Sim. He took the challenge, and he's since had me to come by and do a presentation for his congregation. And it went so well that Pastor Sims has joined the company, has purchased the 30-day liver detox package, has taken it, has lost 20 pounds or so, feeling better than he has even when he was a young man. And his energy has increased, and everything is working for him. And as a matter of fact, he's influenced his congregation, and many of them are going to join the program also. So sit back and enjoy this program and learn as much as you can, because you're going to find out more on this call than you will sitting in a doctor's office not knowing what's going on with it. So if you continue to follow the program of chemical drugs, you're either going to end up being a drug addict, which many of us are, as a result of taking those drugs, because you become addiction to Percocet and all of the rest of the stuff that they use to deaden your pain. It's only pain management. When you go to a doctor, you're in trouble with pain, and you're wondering what's going on, and they want you to take these drugs, and those drugs are very, very, very expensive, to the point that people can't even afford them. And you actually think and have the mentality that I got to get on these drugs to live. No, you're getting on these drugs to die. So without further ado, I would like to turn this meeting over to Donald Snowden. And if you have any input or anything, the questions that you would like to ask, then we welcome those questions, and we'll do everything we can to answer them. And they will be answered, even if we have to go to the head honcho, which is Dr. Joel Wallace. Now try to go to your doctor and see if he will call you and give you information that's going to help you with your health. No. They're going to recommend surgery, opening the body up, and if you're experiencing cancer, then when they open that body up and are letting air into your system, that's causing the cancer to grow. So we want to introduce you to those things that will alleviate and eliminate the cancer so that you can enjoy your life and be here for your family. We have grandchildren. We have great-grandchildren, many of us. And those people are in trouble unless they change the way and their lifestyle. I have one that comes to mind is Mrs. Callahan, Tanya Callahan, and her husband, who's Samuel Callahan. And they had a problem with the dog. They were going to get the dog a hip replacement because they already had one, a German Shepherd. And after talking to these people, they took the chance, took the challenge, bought the products that the dog needed, and that dog today is enjoying great health, as well as the Callahans themselves. She has gotten rid of many medications as a result of taking our product. We have products for people that have gotten rid of 27 medications under Dr. Wall's care. So I'm not going to tie you up too long with this, but we have many people that are joining the call. Dr. Carol Price, who recently joined the company, and she's in Florida, and she bought the liver detox and going to start taking that. And so I encourage each and every one of you to get your people on this call each week so that you can learn how to get rid of type 2 diabetes. And we're not talking about a long time. When I look at Rodney, Pastor Rodney Sims, we told him, Dr. Wallace, take 90 days or less, and we can turn this situation around. And when Pastor Sims started taking this product, in less than 30 days, he recognized all sorts of improvement in his health. And he is sold, as well as his congregation. So we need more pastors. We need more people to look at this, to join this organization, that we can help salvage our family and our friends and cut off these deaths that are occurring on a daily basis. So I would like to turn this meeting over to a man that I have a lot of respect for, a young man who stepped up to the plate when his mother asked him, because she died with cancer, that he promised her that he would not let this happen to anybody else. So if you got ears to hear, then we got the information for you. And we will work with you and be a support system, as we are doing right now, to have these meetings on a daily basis that you can grab this information. We also have a young lady that I met, and she's a very spiritual lady, and her name is Octavia. And she's in the medical field, and she knows a lot and can share a lot with you. And so we're going to also have her to share information and to speak. So if you would like to speak, then Dallin will be able to zero in on you and have you to participate in this conversation. So without further ado, I bring to you none other than our superstar, Donald Snowden Jr. from Annapolis, who lives now in North Carolina. Donald, take it over.
John, I appreciate it, man, and I thank you again for helping me run this mission, helping us fight this war of health, or of illness, actually, of sickness, and for you to be an example in yourself and Marianne, at the age you are, people just automatically assume that you're in your late 70s or your early 80s and you won't be unhealthy, or you're on many prescription drugs, and that's not the case. You're on none at all, and you have vitality, and you're vibrant, and you still playing music every day of the week, seem like, and you're still out there and living your life. And, it's one thing to be in your 30s and people tell you you look good, But it's another thing to be in your 70s and people tell you you look good, or in your 80s and people tell you look good. And that's what I strive for. You know, yourself and my dad and Marianne are great examples of what it is to be aging gracefully. And so, you know, with that being said, I wanted to touch on a few topics because it's been an amazing week. You know, been able to connect with some wonderful people and health challenges in many different areas. And so, you know, to be able to share information that these people go to their medical doctor, they go to specialists, and they still haven't heard this information, sometimes it's kind of mind-boggling. But at the same time, I understand that we all have our own calling. I don't care what it is. I don't care what kind of paper you have on the wall or what information you know. If you're not disseminating the right information, then you're not going to get the right result. And if you're allowing negative and wrong information to enter your body, whether it is through a drug or a mental illness or just negative people around you, you're not going to get positive results. So this is why we're here every week, and this is why we continue to push this mission, because it's not always about what we eat. It's about what we think. It's about what we put on our skin. You know, when we think about health, we think about it in the facet of dieting, sometimes maybe supplementation, sometimes maybe nutrition, but we never really look at the way we think or look at the people around us and what kind of grip they have on our psyche and our subconscious. We may not necessarily always see it consciously, but when you down on yourself or you have different moods, or you talk to certain people and once you hang up from them, the energy is just drained out of you, that creates stress in the body. And stress, as we know, will kill you just as good as anything else, any other illness you may have. So not only that, but then also the stuff that we use that we're exposed to, the lotions and the deodorants and the shampoos and perfumes and all of these things that are unnatural. And once you put something on your skin, it's in your bloodstream within 26 seconds. And if you do that day after day after day, year after year after year, using the same perfume, you're using the same chapstick, you're using the same lipstick, you know, you wash your hair a couple of times or once a week or however long, and you're using that same toxic shampoo. So it's a collection of things that a lot of times will destroy our immune system. Stress, diet, lack of supplementation, deficiencies, and also what we put on ourselves. And you can't, it's too much to try to rein in. I mean, they catch you coming and going. I mean, you can't control it all. But the one thing that you can do is give your body everything it needs every single day. And at least you know you have a real fighting chance. And that fighting chance is for real, because the people that John mentioned that are having great results, John himself, Marianne herself, 70, 80 years old, late 70s, 80 years old, that's a result of what happens when you give your body what it needs every day. And they just didn't start, they haven't been on this program all their life. In the last 5 years or so, they've been all, you know, kind of gotten on a program as far as giving their body what it needs every day. And they've made recoveries based on that. So the proof is in the pudding. It's nothing to sell. There's nothing to do as far as disseminating information. It's just putting people in the right place to hear something different, but not only that, to hear the truth. So one of the things that I want to cover, because I met with some people this morning, and the one lady was a psychiatric nurse who's going through cancer issues. And nurses know a lot more than doctors, let it be known. I mean, nurses will keep you alive. A doctor will tell you do something, the nurse say, no, don't do that. You probably need to do something else. But in our conversation, She was telling me about some supplementation she was taking, and it was kind of helping. And I asked her one question. I said, are you taking selenium? And she had vaguely heard of it, but didn't necessarily know what it was. And I said, as a cancer patient or anybody recovering from cancer, you need to have selenium wholesale. You need to, you know, 9 selenium a day, 3 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, you need to have selenium in your body. Selenium is an antioxidant, and it's a trace mineral that helps build up antioxidants and helps your T cells fight. It helps do a lot of different things in the body. Selenium is one of the things that Dr. Wallet has a health claim against the FDA, basically meaning he sued the FDA to be able to say that selenium can prevent and reverse certain types of cancers. So selenium has an anti-cancer property in it. It promotes cancer cell suicide pretty much. It inhibits tumors. It inhibits tumors in blood vessels. It detoxifies cancer-causing agents. It reduces oxidative stress, and it stabilizes DNA. It also has anti-aging properties. And if you talk to John or Marianne, both of them will tell you they take selenium every day. It preserves your DNA integrity. It maintains your telomere length to inhibit the aging process. It reduces the mitochondrial oxidative stress on the body. Selenium also has anti-asthma, arthritis, and muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis inhibitors, because it'll help fight those particular enzymes that try to infect the body, and those are more autoimmune, as what they call them sometimes, or brain dysfunction. It improves vitality. It boosts the immune system. It improves brain function, anti-heart disease and anti-diabetes, because it reduces inflammation and the plaque buildup that you have in your arteries. It helps regulate blood pressure. There's antiviral properties in there. You know, if you are, you know, selenium deficient, you get things like, you know, viruses like SARS or influenza or hepatitis C, West Nile virus. I mean, you're more prone to those things, and the rate of growth of those things will multiply. Those viruses will multiply faster in the body with a lack of selenium. And selenium is not something that our body makes. It's an essential nutrient, which means if it's an essential nutrient, it means our body doesn't make it. So if our body doesn't make it, then we need to supplement with it. We need to take it. And that is a wonderful thing. And like I said, this nurse had never heard of selenium. So after me explaining that to her, we set a day to really sit down and talk, because it was kind of an in-passing type of conversation we were having. And the other lady who was with her has had chronic back issues for years. She goes to get cortisone shots. And she said they gave her 2 shots the last time, and it worked for a little while. And then she said, oh, before you know it, it's kind of getting back to where it is. And she said, today's one of those days where it's getting back close to where it was. And then I asked her, has she had any kind of knee pain or knee issues or joint pain? And she said, yeah, she had both problems with both knees. I asked her, did she have any bone pain? She said, yes. And I then told her, I said, you're severely calcium deficient. But don't run to the doctor and tell them that you're calcium deficient, or let him tell you you're calcium deficient, because he'll just put you on a calcium regimen of just calcium, and it's probably synthetic calcium. It doesn't have the vitamin D3 and the glucosamine and the chondroitin and the strontium and all the things that go with building bones and building joints. He's not going to give you the glucogel to rebuild your cartilage, your tendons, your ligaments, your tendons, your disc between the vertebrae. He's not going to give you that. One, because they don't understand it, and two, even if they did, then once you get well, you have no need to go to him. So he cannot continue to use you like an ATM machine. And she was rather blown away by that information. So I got her email, and I'm going to send her this evening a few videos of Dr. Wallach really going deep into, and also Dr. Glidden going into joint issues. And so, you know, that was this morning, and I was, you know, when you start your day off like that in your passion and you're doing what you want to do, the day cannot get any more better than that. And then you have little things that go on throughout the day that just heighten that. So I had another conversation with a Korean lady who I'd met about 6 months ago. And when I met her 6 months ago, she had told me about issues that she was having with her father. Father has Parkinson's disease. And we were talking about a couple of different things as far as the symptoms that he had. And I kind of ran down some things as far as does he eat eggs? She said, yes, you know, he'll eat a couple of eggs for breakfast. And I said, well, are they using oil or are they using margarine or are they using butter? And she said, I believe they use olive oil. And I said, well, that's got to stop immediately because we understand that oil causes oxidative stress to the body, which damages your cells. And, you know, in your brain, when you look at ALS, MS, Parkinson's disease, they're all the same diseases. It just depends on where the lesions show up in the brain. If it shows up in one part of the brain, you might have MS. If it shows up in another part of the brain, you might have ALS. And if it shows up in another part of the brain, which is kind of near the back part of the brain, in places you'll have Parkinson's, and you find that that's where you get the shakes because it will mess with your neurological, the part of your body. But not only that, your legs stiffen up, your muscles stiffen up, so now your joints are always sore. And I told the lady, I said, I watch this show that comes on with my son a lot. It's called American Ninja Warriors. And there was a gentleman on American Ninja Warriors who was an Asian guy. Can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he had Parkinson's. And he was performing in this show. I mean, this show is a grueling show. I mean, it's grueling, the obstacle courses that they have to go through. And this man was doing it with Parkinson's. And so that was good enough. But when they were talking about his story and they showed him, he was getting some eggs. And this was, they were telling the story and they were kind of just showing highlights of his life. And he had a plate full of eggs. And I said, wow, you know, that's amazing because a lot of people don't know that. And here this man, he's training to be an American Ninja Warrior. And he knows to eat his eggs every day. And I don't know what else he's doing, and I'm going to look up his story because I really want to maybe not only try to reach out to him to really hear his story, but he's maintaining. He's part of the Michael J. Fox Foundation. He supports the Michael J. Fox Foundation in help fighting Parkinson's disease. But with Parkinson's, one of the things that the lady was telling me about her father was, he had a couple of blood clots, and they put him on, and because of his kidneys was having some issues, and they put him on Coumadin. And because of my research and studying of Coumadin, and then John Bryan telling me that he took Coumadin one time and passed out and realized it was rat poison, he stopped taking it. And I had shared that information with the lady, and she said he's probably been on Coumadin for about a year and a half, but kind of after our conversation about 6 months ago, they had taken him off, and she had told me about some abdominal pain that he was having and some constipation, but she said she didn't know if that was from the fact that your muscles and stuff don't move well, and the signals that sent from the brain are kind of obstructed because of the Parkinson's. So it wasn't telling his peristalsis to work right, his body to work right. And I also told her, I said, but you got to look at the Coumadin. One of the things that tells you in Coumadin is that it will cause abdominal pain and nausea. I said, you also told me he has some kidney issues, which is another thing, because the function of the liver helps control what happens with the kidneys. But if you're trying to filter a toxic type of medication and all the other things that you put into your system, a lot of those signals get thrown off. And so, you know, he had also his spleen removed. And then she said he had a belt of Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then he has a little bit of high blood pressure that they're giving him medication for. And she said that they're not really taking the medication as he should because it's a very low dose of it. And so when I started to explain the joint pain that he was having, yes, it may be a part of the Parkinson's, but I also started to explain the high blood pressure. And I told her we look at all of those as calcium deficiencies, which is where they're housed. In a nutritional or a deficiency set, you know, all of these are related. And then I asked her, did he have any kind of back pain? And she said he does every from time to time. But again, they're saying it's probably a byproduct of the Parkinson's. And I said, well, that may be true. But when you have three things and they're all housed in the same set, it's like a calcium deficiency, along with the vitamin D3 and all the other things that go to get the calcium into the body. And then we talked about his constipation, which could be a side effect of the Coumadin, but it could also be a side effect of gluten intolerance. But she did say that, you know, they're Korean, so they eat a pretty heavy diet in Korean. And Koreans, they eat a lot of kimchi, which is a fermented type of cabbage. And fermented foods are awesome for your digestive system. You know, they drink a lot of teas with their meals instead of sodas. And so they tend to have a better diet traditionally. So I said, well, maybe it's not so much the gluten intolerance, but we're going to look at it the same way. And so we had this conversation. And then yesterday, this was, like I said, this was about 6 months ago. And then yesterday I get a text message out of the blue from her saying, Donald, I'm ready to, I need a protocol for my dad. He's 77 years old. And, you know, and we talked about his issues with Parkinson's. And so I called her back and we had a brief overview and I asked a few more questions. And so we got a protocol put together for her. And I will share that with her tonight, so that she can get her dad back to optimal health. And the one thing that I can tell her emphatically is my dad is 77 years old, or will be 77 in December. And John is 77 years old, maybe 78 coming up. And Marianne is 80 years old, or 81 or 82 years old. So I have people that I can let them speak to, let her speak to, who can get a real testimony. Yeah, I'm supplying information, but it's different when you can hear somebody in that same peer group talk about the greatness of how they feel and what this program has done for them. So, you know, those are kind of some of the impactful days that I have, and these days have been wonderful because now with everything that's happening with the Trump care or whatever they're doing with that, and a lot of these pre-existing conditions may be cut out. A lot of the Medicaid, different things may be cut out. And, you know, we're not quite sure, but everything is kind of in limbo. People are really starting to wake up and pay attention now. And regardless of how you feel about Trump and the presidency, it's awakened a lot of people. I've never heard people speak in politics 6-7 months after the election. I've never heard people being on the pulse of what's going on with I've heard more about Russia in the last year or 6 months than I've heard about Russia at all. And my neighbor's Russian. I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, but also this whole health thing. So this is a beautiful time to really get out and share this knowledge and just say, hey, look, I got somebody you need to talk to. You don't even have to have the information. If you run across somebody or you know somebody and you say, you know what, I got somebody you really need to speak to. Well, I have a call you'd want to join. You can ask questions and you can get a lot of your questions answered. And so this is what we're here for, because people are desperately seeking help. Because it's one thing where in 90 days to 6 months you can rebuild your knees and cartilage and tendons and ligaments. And it's another thing to say the doctor tells you you need a knee replacement and you need a double knee replacement and it's $40,000 per knee, which is $80,000, and you're not even sure of how much of it your insurance is going to cover. So even if you're looking to have to come out the pocket with $10,000, $5,000, people don't have that kind of money, especially if they're already ill. And then now they're looking for a solution. So it's just a time where if we don't share any more than we have been, so many people are going to fall by the wayside. I mean, everybody, you can have a conversation throughout the day with anybody around health, from just the fact of being tired and low energy to the fact of some major things going on. But anybody, I mean, it, in the grocery store, in your neighborhood, your neighbors, I mean, health is running so, or sickness and illness is running so rampant through this country right now. It's disturbing. So the other thing that I'm really excited about is the pharmacy discount cards. And we have pharmacy discount cards that can save people up to 85% off of their prescription costs. And the cards are already activated. There's nothing for a person to do. If you hand them a card, they can be standing, they can be next in line at the pharmacy. They could be behind you at the pharmacy, and you hand them a card, and they step up to the counter, and they hand it to the pharmacist, and they say, I'm here to pick up XYZ prescription. Can you tell me if this card will save me more than my insurance? And they will run it, and if they say, yes, it'll save you more, or, you know, it's cheaper using this card for the prescription, then you use the card. If your insurance is cheaper, then you use your insurance. This card has been having an awesome impact. We had a similar set of cards back a few years ago, but now they've come out with a better program. Those cards would save people up to 75%, but these new cards save people up to 85% off of their prescription costs. And it depends on the prescription and things like that, and sometimes your insurance may be cheap, and that's fine. But there's a whole lot of people that's probably not going to have any insurance here soon. And so, you know, if the pre-existing condition thing goes away, the Medicaid thing goes away, all of that, a lot of people are not going to be able to have insurance because insurance companies prior to that didn't have to insure people, new people, with pre-existing conditions, or the premiums are so high they can't afford them. So this is a time where these pharmacy cards are well needed. And if we can get those cards out to people, granted, we don't want them on prescription drugs, but a lot of people, you have to meet them where they are. And if we can save them, I've seen $50, $60, $100, $200 off of their prescription, and then we tell them, you know, can we take that savings and introduce some nutrition and kind of wean you off of your prescription drugs? If it's something that they're interested in, there's an outlet for them. There's a solution for them. And if they're not interested, they know that they'll save $50, $75, $100, $200, whatever it might be, off of their prescription every month, which then they can buy more food or they can feed their family or whatever the case may be. And so I'm excited about those cards. I had a pastor sign up because he wants to disseminate those cards throughout his church. And he ordered the cards a couple of days ago, and once they come out, then we'll go to the church and we'll do a presentation around those cards to the congregation. And then we'll set up to do quarterly presentations. We'll be going quarterly, and we talk about different adverse health effects. You know, we may have a blood sugar seminar. We may have a bone and joint or a calcium deficiency seminar. We'll have digestive disorder seminar. So different people that are having those particular issues in the church can come out to those specific seminars that fit them. And then we can give them some great information. I have a cousin in Maryland who I'm going to have on the call probably in the next week or so, week or two. She's been pretty busy now, but she's running for alderwoman. And she was down here a few weeks ago, and we started talking about those cards. And she said, well, I need to be able to hand those out in the neighborhoods when I'm out in neighborhoods meeting people. And so we ordered her a set of cards, and she's going to be disseminating those in the neighborhood. I have another gentleman who's been on our program. He lives down in the southern part of North Carolina, and he owns a body shop. And he's been on our program for probably about 6 months. He was coming off of some cancer and wanted to clean his body up from all of the cancer and radiation and chemo and all of that stuff, but didn't want the cancer to come back, was his biggest reason. And he's on auto ship, and he takes the products religiously. He gets his auto ship every month, and some days he'll call a couple of days before his auto ship is going to come and say, man, I need this, I need that. I said, well, it's coming. But I talked to him about the pharmacy card program, and he said, man, that's a whole lot of people, even the people that work for me, can use those cards. And so we ordered him some cards. So, you know, these cards are an amazing thing to be able to help save people in a time where we need savings everywhere we can get. So, you know, we covered a few things tonight in the sense of Parkinson's disease. We talked about some bone and joint issues. We talked about some cancer issues. And another thing when we talk about cancer, pollen burst. You know, we have protocols, but then within our protocols, there are some individual products that really hammer home the issues that a lot of people are having. Like pollen burst takes care of the oxidative stress. It kind of fights in tandem with the selenium. And not only does it give you some energy, but it also frees up some damaged cells and takes the oxidation off some of those cells. So you have a good cell. you know, thousands, you know, you got trillions of cells, and you know, you change a few hundred thousand cells just in a shot of pollen burst, you will feel a little different. You may have a little bit more energy. And it's a natural way of doing things. You also have things like Z radical. Z radical is a product within that we call it the RX, which is your cancer fighting protocol, or your family pack. Z radical. Z radical is one of those products that's been tested 1,000 times, has 1,000 different studies done on it. You can find it on PubMed.gov. The fucoidin, which is the leading ingredient in that Z radical. Fucoidin is one of the things that comes from a red marine algae off of the coast of Tasmania. And this is what keeps plant life and sea life healthy in the ocean. And this fucoidin has been studied, thousands of studies, and it's great for pets, animals, and as well as humans. But it does things like improves overall health, enhances the immune system, regulates blood pressure and cholesterol levels, stress and healing, hair, skin, and nail health, emotional and behavioral disorders, contains inflammatory qualities, provides cancer-inhibiting properties, diabetes and hypoglycemic support, promotes healthy weight and appetite, blood clot and stroke improvement, enhances women's hormone and breast health, aids children's health, improves men's health, allergy relief, and premature aging. I mean, so when you look at that one product alone, you know, people say, well, man, I could probably just take that product by itself and get some substantial relief from it. And that's probably true. But we don't want to do things in a 2-3 year period. We want to do things in a 90-day period, a 6-month period. You know, people have been on prescription drugs and been ailing for 15-16 years, and in 90 days to 6 months to a year, if we can turn that around, that's a major thing, and that's one of the reasons why Dr. Wallach uses the protocols that he does, because basically he inundates your body with mega doses of nutrition. And the only thing that happens when you have too much nutrition in your body is that you will urinate out whatever your body doesn't use, or you will sweat out whatever your body doesn't use. But we fix that because we take it by body weight. And we also dose it a couple of times a day. Instead of taking all your nutrition in the morning, you take some in the morning, you take some in the afternoon or in the evening. And so now you're getting the proper ratio of nutrition in your body every day. And that goes back to what I said. When you give your body what it needs every day, you can control everything else that happens. You can't control everything else that may happen to you as far as what you're exposed to, from toxins to things like that. But when your body can get up every day and start with a full tank, you're able to fight. And you can fight to the death, whenever that may be, 100, 110. But we don't have to be 60, 70, 80 years old. And even in my case, I mean, friends of mine that are 30 years old, 40 years old, and, you know, dying of cancer and heart attacks and all of these things that don't really have to happen. But, you know, I take a part of that responsibility, especially if it's somebody that I know that I hadn't shared a message with. And so that makes it even more, puts more pressure on me to make sure that when I am out, I have these conversations with people on whatever level they are listening or whatever level they allow. But it's my job to say it, but it's their job to tell me no, and it's their job to tell me yes. All after that, I can't control anything else. So, you know, I definitely appreciate everybody coming on tonight, and I'm going to go back to John and see if he has any questions or anything he wants to add, and then we will maybe take a testimony or so, and we'll take it from there. John?
Hello?
Yep, we're here. Can you hear?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, you finished?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I want to say to everybody is this body, you can get a new heart. You can get a new liver. You can get a new kidney. You can get a new everything that is in your body. Whenever you cut yourself, you go to bed at night when your body is shut down and you're resting, and it starts knitting, and it will fill the place that you where you have cut. It will fill it right in. So that's just an example of what I'm talking about when I say you get a new heart, new kidney, and everything is simply because the body is made of trillion cells. Therefore, those cells, if we are putting in things and foods and drinks and all that promotes healing, that helps the body to heal itself, then that's when you get new kidney and all of those things that we're talking about, even knee replacements, hip replacements, shoulder replacements. None of that is necessary, simply because the products will grow the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, all of those things back 100%. You can get a knee replacement because so many people have so much pain from their knees and joints that they subject themselves to that. But the bottom line is that's not the last. You're going to have to continue to get them. Somewhere 8, 9, 10 years down the road, you need another knee replacement or hip replacement because it doesn't last. But when you build and use our products and build that system back up and build those knees back up and all the cartilage and everything, even though you had a knee replacement, you shouldn't have to get it anymore because it's going to fill in and build up all that area where you had the problem. Not only that, as far as eyes are concerned with Dr. Wallop, he had 25 people that he dealt with. And some of them were blind and so forth. And his success rate was 100% because he has products that will help with your eyesight and vision FX and all of those type things. So anything that you're having a problem with, we have products that will fix those areas. And we're not saying cure because the government and the FDA don't like us to say cure, because our products are not curing anything. But what Dr. Wallach has done is put the products together, then that our products are complete is the word I'm looking for, meaning that not only if you need a knee replacement, he knows that you need calcium, he knows that you need magnesium, he knows all of the things that is needed for this repair. So he puts it in that product and he sells it that way. That when you buy the product, he can guarantee you that you're going to notice a difference in a short period of time simply because of it being complete, whereas a lot of products are not complete. If you want vitamin E and you go to the store to buy some vitamin E, that's all you got. You don't know whether it's good. You don't know where it came from. You don't know what it's made up of. But all of our products are made up of plant-derived minerals coming from Utah in the mountains, where they had volcanic ash and all like that that went down in the mountains. And Dr. Wallach bought that property, and that's where our product that we're taking is coming from. So you don't have to worry about side effects or anything. The only thing you're going to have to look at is the good effects that you're going to get. Because if you put good gasoline in your car will run and function, and you have very little breakdown time. And it's the same thing with our product. You put the product in, and you reap the benefits from it. I don't know if maybe Pastor Rodney Sims is on the phone. Donald, you might have to detect whether his number is on the line. And Octavia is another one that She was talking, we were talking today, and she's in the medical field, and she said, we need people to advocate for us when we go to the hospitals and so forth. We had nobody to talk to us, nobody to ask questions, that would ask questions about that, because they, what they'll do is sell you the drugs that cost the most, chemotherapy and all of those type things, because they are in the money for market for making money. So they're not going to tell you about these generic type things that will do just as well for you. So you're subjected to what they are telling you, and you know, $500 for and all of these type things. People are ready to give up on life after that because they can't afford to pay that kind of money. So these are, you know, if we have people, if I know I had invited Lumpy Johnson on the phone. He's a member of the band that I'm in, and he has a few health challenges that he's working with. And I'm thanking Lumpy for taking the challenge to be on this call, to hear this information. And we got some things that we're going to try out with him. And anyone else that is interested in longevity and the product, I challenge you. You hear me? I challenge you to try the product. We'll go out and drink a soda. When it comes on, oh, they got a new soda, or they got this, that, and the other. But you take a soda and put that on your battery terminal, so that it can eat the acid off your battery terminal. And then you're going to put that in your body? Come on now. So take a look at your lifestyle and what you're spending your money on, because these products are very, very inexpensive when it comes to what the product does for you. That's why I said 90 for life for me for the rest of my life, because I'm using longevity to have longevity. And I want my children and my grandchildren and all of them to hear this information and to change, because we're burying our kids before we burn the parents. I just had a cousin die, 50 years old. And through fears of what the doctors were saying, and they'll put that fear in, you know, you need to get this done. Or if you want to live, you got to get this put in, and you got to get the other put in. All that stuff that they're putting in their body is foreign material to the body, not even made up of the same thing. So take charge of your health. Get other people on this phone, especially if you love them and care for them. And that's why we are asking you all to get on this phone and on this call, because we love and care for you. And we want the best for you, just like we've received for ourselves. And that's optimum health. And we got many of us in there. I got pretty close to 300 people that have joined the company, not in just as my efforts, but Mary Ann and Benjamin Kirby and all of the people that have gotten people involved in the product. And the army is continuing to grow. And people see it. They come up to me and ask me, how old are you? I was just played a dance in Easton last weekend. Guy told me, when I told him I'd be 78 in July, he said, get out of here. He couldn't believe that. He can't believe the stamina. And how you can play with different bands and go out and take all these jobs and work them. And that's not the only thing. I cut my own grass. Nobody cuts my grass. I wash my own cars. I clean my own house. And I'm thankful that I have the help, that I don't have to depend on nobody to do none of that for me. And when you get up around, getting up around this age, up in the senior area, and you can still function, and I look at people over there at the senior center who can't even walk, who have respirators that they're carrying around to breathe. That's not the kind of life I want. And I'm sure it's not the kind of life you all want. But you got to be serious about this. And I am serious about it because Dr. Waller, as a matter of fact, while I got you on the line, Dr. Waller is going to be at the BWI Marriott. So I encourage all of you all that are listening on July 27th at 6:30 to be up there at the BWI Marriott. It's free to all people who are gifts. So I would encourage you to go up there and check him out. This man does over 300 lectures a year, and he's all about saving lives. God sent. And I'm really glad and to be a part of his army of people to save lives. We got one pastor that lost 400. Correct me if I'm wrong, Donald. I think it was near 400 pounds, down to 160 pounds.
Yep.
And got his congregation on the products. And he only weighs about 165 pounds now, and runs and everything else. The man is unbelievable.
Yep. Yep, Pastor Ivan, he lived down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah, dynamite guy. And so, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Like I said, 30-day money-back guarantee, you know, nothing risk-free. You just try it. If you like it and it works for you, you just do what your body wants it to do. If not, you package it up and send it back, and they'll send you money back, no questions asked. And it's not something that happens a lot, I can tell you that. If it is, it's because somebody didn't take it like they were supposed to, or they're gluten intolerant and they didn't change their diet. And from time to time, you know, people might be allergic to shellfish, and they don't tell us what issues they have, you know, because they're trying to mask or make pretend they're healthier than they are. And we, instead of getting them a shellfish-free healthy start pack, we get them the regular one, and they're allergic to the shellfish and certain products. And so, you know, like I said, it's not really two other reasons why people would have to send anything back, but it's there, and that's just how confident the company is. You know, you never took a prescription back to the pharmacy and got your money back because it didn't work for you. So I do want to, bring Marianne on and let her, introduce herself and talk to the people for a while. We have quite a few people on, and we've been burning her ears up and talking about her name, so I do want her to take a few minutes and speak to everybody, and if she wants to share her testimony, she can. And then I also have another young lady on here from North Carolina, a friend of mine, who's going to share a real short testimony with you about what product has been working for her. So I'm going to bring on Marianne.
All right. Hello?
Hi, Marianne. Hi.
Hi, how are you? How is everybody?
I'm sure everybody's doing good. They get to hear your voice now. These two old men all the time.
Thank you. I enjoyed the testimony, the information, the inspiration that John and Donald have provided for us. Every week, I am tempted to tell myself, it's going to be informal, it's going to be fun, it's going to be what I've heard before, but it's not. Every time you get on, there is something you do that is a little bit more inspiring, a little bit more attention getting, a little bit more important in terms of how we reach out to other people. I enjoyed the mention of the pharmacy cards. Of course, I've known that, but I have yet to actually pick up on it. My own history or testimony, if you will, goes back to a family of Murphys up in Canada who are probably, I don't know if people do roll over in their graves or not, that's an expression we have, but if they heard people announcing my age and over the radio or the telephone, they would be shocked. It's strange how the more you live, the more pride you actually take in telling people about who you are now and where you've been. And what I am now is very, very different. It's not totally, I am still myself, but such a turn, such a 90, 180 degree turn. I don't know how much you can turn around, but in the past 4 years, I have gone from, well, let's see, I guess you could call them thunder thighs. That's what I had, and I thought they were wonderful. I actually thought I was fine. No problems, because I didn't have any pain at the moment. But when I was asked how I was, I always said I was fine, and I was so wrong. Because when you invite people, you were talking, Donald, about inviting people to just talk about themselves, what they're going through, what they have gone through, what the doctors are planning for them. What does this tell you about the person? Do they hide their apprehension about, oh, I'm going to go to the doctor. I wonder what he'll tell me this time. Do they hide it? I think we do. I think we're very stoic. Now, what was I hiding? I was hiding the fact when I was invited to join Longevity, I thought I'm fine. I wasn't thinking about the fact that I had recently, within the 6 years before that time, had undergone 3 heart procedures and 2 kidney stone procedures. I just didn't even think about that. And my weight, I thought I looked great. Again, I thought I was fine. But I took up the challenge basically because I was reminded of the fact that I had broken an ankle. This to me was minor. It was over. And again, I was fine. However, I didn't want to endure any other kind of bone issue, so I started the program. And within, I would say within a couple of weeks, certainly within a month, I really couldn't remember which ankle I broke. Even now, I'm sure it's the right one, but it's not. It's the left one. Yep. So that's what the Healthy Body Bone and Joint Pack did for me. What else did it do for me? Since 2011, I have had no ticky, 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 ticky stuff around the heart. Nothing. Solid as a drum. I can drink caffeinated coffee, no problem. My heart used to flutter before when I drank it. I take no prescription medicine. I have no aches, no pains. I see my doctor. You have to go see them once a year just to say hello. And when I did go in with a list of my prescriptions, the paper was blank. And I find that my vitality is increasing. After taking this product for a couple of months, I found myself at a jazz dance, a jazz gig. And I hadn't been dancing in a long time because it didn't fit my lifestyle as a teacher and a mom. And so I decided to get up on the floor and do a little something. And after a while, I said to somebody, is it over already? I danced through the whole program, the whole evening. Without an ache, without a pain, without knowing I was anyplace else except in the music world. So now here I am looking a little bit like a teenager at 120 rather than 158. And I'm getting used to it. And I enjoy skipping all of those trips to the doctor. I enjoyed that a lot. This gives me so much more time, so much more independence. And so I I am mostly the way. If you want to know how I feel now, instead of saying I am fine, my number one word would be I am grateful. Am I still connected?
Yes.
Okay, good. My phone made some noise. I am grateful. I am forever grateful to the Lord above who guided me to this program through the amazing people I met at the Senior Center, Donald Snowden Sr., John Bryan, and later Donald Snowden Jr. What a triumvirate of health and wellness. It's awesome. And I have become part of it. It remains so exciting, so central to my life. And I will always be grateful. That part's never going away. That word will never be changed. So thank you very much, and God bless you for the work you have done for me and for everyone else, and the work that you're going to be doing. You're continuing it. It's an awesome, awesome adventure, and I'm so happy to be part of it.
Thank you so much, and that was wonderfully said, and I appreciate you more than you know, and just thank you for doing what you do and reaching who you reach and being who you are, because it's only one of us in the world, and we would be remiss if we didn't have you around to bring your knowledge and bring your wisdom. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, now I want to, I appreciate that, Marianne, and I want to go to a young lady who has not long been tried, you know, one of our products, and she'll tell you her story. But I want to bring Keisha on. She's a good friend of mine, and she's going to talk to you a little bit about her story. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm feeling very well.
Very
Thank
good.
You for allowing me to talk for a minute. I'll be brief. So I just wanted to say that I met Donald about 8 or 9 months ago and happened to mention that I was trying to work a third shift job, but I was having a lot of trouble with energy and staying awake through the night. And then I was drinking, you know, Red Bull and having highs and then crashes, and it was such a roller coaster that it was driving me crazy. And Donald introduced me to pollen burst, and he gave me a couple of packs, the individual packs, and just asked me to try it throughout the night and see if there was any difference in how I felt and how I worked. And I can attest that this product is simply amazing. Not only did I notice a huge difference, but my coworkers did as well. I ended up allowing them to try it, and it was just all the buzz and rave around, you know, the work areas. And the flavors are great as well. I like the grape flavor, but I empty one packet into my bottle of water and I just sip on it throughout the evening. And it was just a consistent energy. It was a constant flow. There were highs and lows, and I didn't have that roller coaster feel. And I felt all to the end of my shift. So I would recommend that to any who, you know, has issues, not even issues staying awake, but just keeping energy throughout the day.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And you're definitely like pollen burst mascot, you know, because she will, you know, she's one of those givers and has a good heart and wants to share. And most people are like, man, if I got something to taste this good and help me out this much, I'd probably keep it for myself. But, you know, she's willing to share and do the things that she does. And, you know, she's very intelligent and, you know, has a lot of things going on in life. And is going to be retaking up a new endeavor, which she was like, man, now I'm going to really need just pollen burst, so, and I'm going to be able to share
it.
And she said, I really want to do this. So I'm proud that you are part of the movement and that you have a testimony to share, because it makes being part of the movement much easier when you can share your personal testimony. And just the fact that you took the opportunity to try it for a minute and just say, let me see what this does for me, and then to get feedback to say, you know what, it exceeded my expectation.
Absolutely.
We know that, but it's always good to hear it. So I definitely appreciate it and look forward to working with you more on it and getting it out in the mainstream to all your people.
I look forward to that as well. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a good evening.
You too.
Okay. I definitely appreciate her coming on and sharing her testimony. You know, people get on the radio and they tend to be like nervous or whatever, but you know, when you got something great to share, it just flows. It just comes out. And when you feel good, you feel better, and something made you feel good and feel better, you go see a good movie, you eat a good meal, you go share it. You know, I went to this place and had the best meal, or I saw this movie and it was awesome. And it's no different when I drink this pollen burst and it's good. The difference is longevity will compensate you for sharing a message, and that's a wonderful thing. So if you tell enough people about pollen burst and they get pollen burst, you get a thank you check in the mail. Most restaurants, you refer them and you go to the restaurant and say, yeah, somebody told me to come here, and they don't ask you who it was, we got to send them a thank you check. Or if you go to the movie theater and you tell them, such and such recommended me to this movie, they don't say, okay, well, let me get their name and address so we can send them a thank you check. But longevity does that, and that's a wonderful thing. So not only do you get to share something that you would like to have shared anyway, but they will compensate you for it or thank you for it in the form of those thank you checks, which, if nothing else, goes towards your next order of products, and you get your products for free, because the products are wonderful. But I tell you what, they taste really good when they're free. I mean, they taste awesome when they're free, and they work. It seems like they work better. But, John, I wanted to come back to you and see if you had anything else to close us out. Looked like a few of us, a few people were on and a few people dropped off, but we got a lot of listeners, but not too many people hit one to come on. So I just let Mary Ann come on and give her testimony, let Keisha come on and give a testimony, and I'll let you close it out if there's anything else that you wanted to share.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Mary Ann, I'm sorry. My phone died on me when you were giving your testimony, and I had to reboot it back up. But the saving grace is, I think it's recorded.
It is recorded, so, yes, sir.
Yeah, so you can play the recording back. And I thank all of you all who got on the phone, those who didn't get the opportunity to speak. I don't know if Octavia was on or not, or Pastor Sam,
I think he was on for a while.
And Lumpy Johnson. Huh?
I say Pastor Sam was on for a while, but then he dropped out. Octavia, I didn't see her number come up.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But anyway, we really appreciate all of the participation and all of the people that gave testimonies. And like I said, this is a way of life, and you want the best out of life, and that is your health. So, and it doesn't cost a lot to do this. So put the proper things in your body, and your body will reward you for it. So on that note, God bless all of you. Thank you for getting on the call. And like we said before, we're doing this every Tuesday evening. And if you have people that you would like us to talk to, Donald Snowden's phone number is, you can give yours, Donald.
919 599 919-516. Again, that's 919-599-0916.
And John Bryan, Bryan, 443-326-3856. 443-326-3856. And Mary Ann Cashman, and the number is 410-626-1597. So 410-626-1597, and that's for Mary Ann Cashman. And contact us if you want information, if you want us to talk to somebody for you, because we pass out a lot of information and you're not going to remember all of it. But the recording is there, so you can play the recording back and or call us. But we're very serious about this and about helping people and saving lives. So we love you. Thanks for your participation tonight. And we'll see. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll be back here next Tuesday. We'll be back here next Tuesday at 7 p.m. And if you had, you know, if you heard something, or you liked this call, and you realized that you wish somebody else would have heard this call, parents or siblings or relatives or cousins or coworkers or what have you, invite them to the call next week. We will be here again next Tuesday, and you call in on the same number. And or you can, if there was something in this call that you wanted to play with for them, whether it's Parkinson's or cancer information, you can send them the recording as well. So the recording should be up about, takes about 2 hours for it to get packaged and sent over to me. And once that's done, we'll get that out, and you can use that as well as a tool. But, you know, again, like John said, we love you. We have a job to do. It's a big job, but the Creator has suited us for the task, and this is the path we must walk until we can't walk it anymore, and we have to leave enough of a footprint that it will continue to walk on its own like Dr. Wallach has done. So good night to everybody, and we will see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.